Indiana's existing vaping regulations shut out all but 7 manufacturers, and that's prompted lawsuits and an FBI inquiry. Legislation introduced earlier this year sought to address that issue by eliminating some manufacturing and security requirements. After that bill's introduction, a federal appeals court ruled Indiana has little legal authority to impose regulations on out-of-state manufacturers. That led bill author, Republican Senator Randy Head, to scale back his bill even further. The measure now only requires manufacturers have child safety caps, tamper-resistant packaging, and a lot number on the packages. They must also comply with federal regulations. Head says going any further would create an imbalance in the industry.
Because if we did, we'd be creating a two-tier system where manufacturers located here in the state would have more rules than manufacturers located anywhere else. And if we created that two-tier system, we'd simply drive manufacturers and jobs out of Indiana.
A Senate committee approved Head's changes and the overall bill, sending it to the full Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.